and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Been seeing all over the news that the Biggest Loser contestants, after they finish the show, they gain all the weight back almost immediately. And the big question is, why is that happening?
Aliens.
That's what you think it is?
Well, I mean, some sort of sorcery that got them that thin in the first place, right?
I don't know about all that. Starting 99.9, today's best mix, it's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Lisa Lynn. She's a celebrity fitness guru, metabolic weight loss expert, and hey, you're a Connecticut girl. You're from Norwalk, right?
I absolutely am from your backyard.
So you've worked with a lot of these people after they've, I should say, graduated from the show afterwards. Mm-hmm. What happens?
One, I could say a silly answer, snack amnesia. Like, they don't think that they're eating, and, you know, this is what happens at the beginning. They don't think they're eating, and the weight just crawls on the middle of the night, like Raven said, aliens. But that's not really the truth. So, I don't know if you've ever gotten ready for an event, and you're all psyched, and you put in 110% effort. The event happens, and it all goes out the window, and then the weight crawls back on. So, message, whatever you do that takes the weight off is also what keeps it off.
So, basically, it's just them snacking and eating. Because I was reading all these things saying that they were eating so many calories because they were working out so hard. So once the minute they stop working out 5 hours a day, the calorie intake is still too high, but their body is still demanding those calories.
And you're 100% right. And this happens with college athletes. So they're outputting extra hours of activity in training, and they have to compensate with calories. And then the training stops, but the calories don't. Whoever wants to cut back on calories, let's be honest. And there's a little bit of a glitch, no matter how smart we are. We have this little denial thing. It doesn't dawn on us. We're not exercising 6 hours. We don't need that. We're supposed to eat according to our activity, and that never changes.
I think that in the last year, since I turned 35, all of a sudden, it's like I don't know where it's coming from.
Yes.
Like everything, I'm not doing anything different.
You heard me giggle, right? 35, I'm thinking, she ain't seen nothing yet. We go 40.
Amen.
Because every 5 years, our metabolism slows down. But I don't think people should lose hope, because there's more hope than you think here. One thing is, in order to lose weight, you have to decrease your intake of food, right? But then our metabolism and our thyroid input slows down.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Remember the protein shake conversation we just had?
Mm.
There are really good high-grade whey protein shakes that'll actually boost your metabolism so it offsets the loss a little bit.
So, yeah, off the air, we were talking about the fact that I walk around with a packet of protein shake in my pocketbook, but I just walk around carrying it for months.
I don't actually make it.
I don't make it.
I get it. You keep it there as the reminder of your intentions.
Mm-hmm. No, not because of that. It's just I physically hate finding a blender, the ice, and the time to make it, and then having to clean the blender. I know it sounds lazy, but like when you're running around and you're a busy mom and you're working
and all
that.
Yeah, I get it, by the way. The funny thing is, he just brought up a really good point, Margaritaville. We make the time when it comes time for the wrong things, but you don't really have to take out a blender when you really want it. You can put it in a glass of water, stir it around with a little spoon, and suck it down. Do a shot.
Huh.
Well, that you can definitely relate to.
But it's all mental. You know what I mean? We have to get mental, and don't use that much water if you're trying to get it down quick, because in the gyms, we call it a quick hit of glutamine. Like, there's amino acids in there, and they'll literally put it on the wrist and eat it.
Like, eat it.
Like you do salt after you drink whatever that cocktail is. People drink that take salt.
Tequila?
Yeah.
Don't smoke your protein shake.
If you work it, it doesn't work in the purse.
It's funny you said that, because when you mentioned earlier about putting it in your coffee, I'd never thought of that.
Delicious. Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, in order to get it in people's mouths, you have to make it very doable. Nobody ever misses coffee. So you just make a shake and pour it right in your coffee as what I call melt fat milk.
So we talked about having a protein shake every day to boost your metabolism up to 25%. But what else can you do to get those stubborn pounds off? We're going to have more with Lisa Lynn coming up next on Star 99.9. Joining us, metabolic weight loss expert and celebrity fitness guru Lisa Lynn. We talked about protein shakes boosting your metabolism. What else can you do to get those pounds off? I know that one of your mantras is that 90% of what you eat is really what's most important in your weight loss. What else? Right?
Totally. The other thing that people don't think about at all is sleep, to reduce cortisol and our stress hormones that that we all have just living in the world the way that it is. We're so busy we can't clean a blender type lifestyle, which is mine. We have to decrease our stress hormones. So getting 7 to 8 hours is mandatory. And you'll love this, but we really have to laugh every day. Like, you gotta belly laugh and be silly, which I tend to organically be. Every now and then you get so uptight, you're stressed, you're yelling at the dog, and you're not laughing. But all those reduce cortisol, which doesn't suppress all the other hormones that slow down our metabolism.
Anna doesn't have a dog.
Oh,
but
Anna,
she has
you need a
raven.
Dog. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
So I do get to laugh every day.
Abuses it.
Good, good.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you yell at it.
No. I get to laugh every day.
You
but
got
that's
it.
Yeah, but you haven't
eight
slept
hours.
In 3 days.
I was about to say. Mandatory 7 to 8 hours.
And you know,
like a dream.
People right. put sleep after their workout, but the truth is you need to put sleep before it because when you're rested, you eat better. You don't crave carbs. All those hormones that help boost our metabolism thrive and work in a better environment. But when we don't sleep, all bets are off.
Lisa Lynn, I know you're local. You even trained with Martha Stewart. That's
yes,
hilarious.
Yes, I did train with her. And she was actually the one who taught me. She had a really stubborn metabolism. Never had to watch her weight. And so working with her, she's convinced that she didn't eat. So I used to watch her in the back room on the monitors. And it was what we call autopilot. Just imagine if we all had this.
Right.
I don't eat anything. I don't know why. I hear this all day. I don't know why I'm gaining weight. And as you see them in the camera, they're autopilot eating, just putting food in their mouth. They don't even know they did.
Right.
I'm guilty.
Well, with all the stuff that's on her show, who could blame her?
Oh, man, she's got good food.
Right. Hmm. That's got to be hard for her. Well,
yeah.
If people want to find you, where do they go?
They can go to linfit.com, and I'm happy to help anybody who's stuck.
Awesome. If that went by too fast, you can check it out. We have the info up on our website at star999.com, or you can just search for Anna or Raven on Facebook and Twitter.